9 days after devastating flash flooding hit the Solomon Islands, there are still 50 to 60,000 people homeless, most without shelter and fresh water. 23 people were killed in the floods that swept through the Solomon's capital, Honiara, and other parts of the country, and another 30 are still missing. Major roads throughout the main island of Guadalcanal are ruined, and bridges have collapsed, making it very difficult for emergency teams to assess the damage. Graham Kenner is the emergencies manager for the charity Save the Children in the Solomon Islands. He spoke to our reporter, David Mark.
I've been doing disasters for almost 30 years and I have never seen rain and flooding like it. The scale means that half of the population of Guadalcanal, which is the heaviest populated island in the Solomon Islands, at least half of the population is affected in some way, whether they've lost their houses or parts of their houses or their crops or relatives or businesses. I went to drive to the very first emergency meeting when it was obvious we're in for a disaster. I was driving through half a metre of water in a big Land Cruiser and I saw a 2 metre wall of water coming towards me in a place that never, ever floods.
How many people are homeless?
Within Honiara City, there's at least 10,000. On the outer parts of this island, it's hard to get to. It's almost impossible to get to the western side except by boat. All of the bridges are gone. Some of the bridges will be weeks or if not months before they are repaired and road access is available. So people are going by boats to do assessments to see what the needs are. But it is thought there's up to between 40 and 50,000 people outside of Honiara who need immediate disaster assistance.
Are they getting any aid at all?
It is just slowly starting to trickle out. The Save the Children team, along with some of the other teams, including a medical team from Medical Rescue, went out to the east of Honiara. They did some medical work, and they also did assessments on people's needs out there. They did assessments on damage to schools and public infrastructure. So we're getting a better picture on the east side of Guadalcanal Island of what the situation is like, and it's not very pleasant.
I imagine those who are homeless in Honiara will have some sort of shelter, but what about those people on the east side of the island? Do they have any shelter at all?
No, they don't. They're very desperate. And the problem is it's a very flat area and there is no water there for them. So we've been trucking in water to try and get them something at least to be able to maintain hygiene. And the first thing we will do as soon as we start to get lists of people and where they are, we'll start to get some hygiene kits out to them. Then we'll get some water tanks and start to truck in water. We still have major, major fears of an outbreak of disease once Guadalcanal starts to dry out. There was a dengue fever epidemic starting before the floods. We do fear that that will get worse once the place starts to dry out.
And that's Graham Kenner, the emergencies manager for that charity Save the Children working in the Solomon Islands. He was speaking to our reporter David Mark.